Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7
Radio Network, Sirius XM channel 141, HUR Voices. I got a little bit of my idol playing in the background. This is Jessamyn Dos Effects. It's one of the infamous Pete Rock remixes. And Pete Rock, I play a lot of Pete Rock music on this radio show and have for the past decade. Pete Rock is definitely on my Mount Rushmore of all-time great producers next to DJ Premier. I have Madlib on my Mount Rushmore, and of course the infamous J Dilla, the GOAT. But I love me some Pete Rock. The way that he did his beats in the 90s, he's gone through a metamorphosis and had different phases, and he's experimented with funk and rock music. But his old school late 90s, mid to late 90s remixes, man, nobody messes with those. And it's funny because Pete Rock has been on this show before. And anytime I knew that I'm kind of getting bigger in the industry, it's like Pete Rock was coming on the show. Rampage reached out to him when we were doing the show in Phoenix, and Pete Rock came on the show. He called in. It's the Sunday night show. It's when I was doing the Sunday night scrub show on NBC Sports Radio. And I'm kind of basically recapping what happened in football, yada, yada, yada. Pete Rock calls in, and I'm like, yo, in my mind, I'm trying to keep my composure. Because I'm like, yo, I'm interviewing my idol. I have your whole catalog. And know it backwards and forwards, forwards and backwards. That was not a good interview. And it hurt my heart, and it hurt my soul, because this is my idol. And I'm having the opportunity to interview my idol, and that wasn't a great interview. We got a couple of good clips that I'll air, but that wasn't one of the better interviews that I've done on the show. And I want to take responsibility for my lack of skills, my lack of club Shay Shay skills of getting the story out of the guest on the show. But that's my Pete Rock story. Jessamyn Dos Effects, big Dos Effects fan. Dos Effects changed the game with the stuff that they did. I know it's antiquated now. I mean, that was 1991. I was 12 years old, 13 years old. But shout out to both Pete Rock and Dos Effects. Pivoting, I'm going to go to USAtoday.com. I've been on the road a lot the last 3 or 4 months. And I'm not eating as well as I used to eat when I was stationed at home. And I got to get a handle on it, because I'm starting to gain a little bit of that way back. Dr. G is going to be on me. I'll probably put on about 10 pounds. I got to get back down under 200 pounds. And when you're on the road, especially if you're driving and traveling, you're eating a lot of crap. You're stopping at gas stations. You're eating pizza. You're eating Wendy's. You're eating McDonald's. Even if you're able to get to a restaurant, you're eating at P.F. Chang's and Cheesecake Factory. That's not good either. That's better than eating at McDonald's. I think I even ate at Skyline Chili, which is the lowest of the low. I was traveling through Northern Kentucky. And if you're from Ohio, you know about Cincinnati Chili. And that's basically some brilliant bulb had the idea to put chili on spaghetti and then top it with mounds and mounds of cheese. I'm talking about basically if you went to your local Kroger or Publix or Safeway, wherever you get your groceries, and bought a bag of shredded cheese and put the entire bag and ate that in one sitting. That's basically what Skyline Chili is, and you put onions on it, and it's pretty gross. But I was driving through Northern Kentucky, I was really hungry, and that was the only place that was there on exit. And I had a bad experience. I would not suggest anyone eat Skyline Chili under any circumstances. If that's the only place on the exit, go to a gas station, get some oodles and noodles. You'd be better off with oodles and noodles or a bag of Funyuns. Just anything. Do not eat at Skyline Chili. Skyline Chili will not be sponsoring the show. But back to the article. Chipotle, which I wish I had purchased stock in. You know, stock for Chipotle is like $3,100 a share. Like Chipotle is a much bigger stock than Google, Apple. Chipotle is like one of the best stocks that you can have in your portfolio. It's basically making burritos. If you own stock in that, you're a zillionaire. It's unbelievable. Chipotle is denying rumors circulating on social media that consumers are getting significantly smaller portions of food. Several influencers. Now, the influencers, these are TikTok influencers, and these people are very interesting because the influencers have gotten so much riz, so much juice, that some of these people feel like they could just roll in and get their whole meal comped anywhere. And they're coming in, they're taking pictures of their meal, and they're like, yeah, I'm a social media influencer. I'm on TikTok. You're going to give me a meal for free. Don't you know who I am? Don't you follow me on TikTok? And the waiter or the waitress, they look at you like, nah, I don't know who you are, man. Like, I'm waiting. I'm bussing tables at Cheesecake Factory. Do you think I care about your social media platform and you're making millions of dollars? Or like I'm out here working the graveyard shift at Shake Shack. But several of these influencers have uploaded TikTok videos claiming that the Mexican grill chain has become stingy with its servings, from its burrito sizes and chip portions to the amount of meat inside the bowls. So they have the burrito bowls for people that don't want to eat tortillas. They're trying to cut the calories. There have been no changes in our portion sizes, and we have reinforced proper portioning with our employees. Lori Shallow, Chipotle's chief corporate affairs officer, said in a statement to USA Today, if we did not deliver on value, we want our guests to reach out so we can make it right. I don't know what making it right means. The fast food chain did not clarify on how customers would be compensated if they feel that their portions were too small. Our intentions are to provide a great experience every time, and our meals have always been completely customizable so guests can vocalize or digitally select their desired portions when choosing from the list of real ingredients, Shallow said. Now, I'm not a huge Chipotle fan as far as I'm not really in. I think that their food's a little bit too saucy. It's a little bit too much for me. I actually like smaller portions. I don't like that huge burrito that's like 2,000 calories, like a whole day's worth of food. I don't love that. But my wife likes Chipotle. So every once in a while, I'll get her the sofritas with the brown rice and put it in a bowl. She doesn't really do the tortilla. And I'll bring her lunch at work. And I happened to go to Chipotle a couple of weeks ago, and I was bringing her lunch, and I was really, really hungry. I didn't have time. I had a meeting that I had to get to. I didn't have time to go somewhere else because I don't really like Chipotle, but it's not terrible. It's an acquired taste. I feel like either you love it or you're just kind of like, eh, and I don't think there's a lot of in-between. But I don't think that Chipotle, it wasn't that good. I was very unimpressed and uninspired by the meal that I had at Chipotle recently. Like I didn't. It was kind of soggy. The food wasn't really that warm. I got a different. I usually go with the barbacoa when I'm there. I got this particular. They have a new type of chicken. I'm trying to not eat red meat, and I got the chicken, and it wasn't really that good. It was very mediocre. It was very mid. If the stock is that high with the food being that mediocre, that has to be an IMF, G20, Bilderberger, Bohemian Grove, Illuminati strategy. Like there has to be someone in the Rockefeller family that's getting filthy, rotten rich off of this. Because this food is very, very mid. And I know it's been reported that they have some lawsuits out there for people getting food poisoning and E. coli. And I can't really speak to that, but I just wasn't impressed with the food. And I don't know what's going on in Chipotle. I just wanted to bring that up. When you're traveling, you're eating out more. And I got to find somewhere healthy to eat. We got to find a salad place. We got to find a place where a brother could get some collard greens and some cabbage and some things that are actually going to help me to live into my 80s and not have clogged arteries. Paragon 7 Studios.
Seven Studios. You are listening to the Lange J Radio Network.
Paragon Seven Studios.
Do you need to lose a significant amount of weight? Are you fighting a serious chronic condition like hypertension or diabetes? This is Lance J here for Dr. Fabian Garcia at MedHealth Clinical Solutions. Although based in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Garcia is now working with patients all over the country via telehealth. Dr. G is a student of both autophagy and intermittent fasting. His wellness coaching helped me to go from 270 pounds down to a slim 205. That's a size 32 waist from a 40. Call 321-989-6887 or go to medhealthclinic.com to engage with their staff and book an appointment. Trust me. Your body will thank you.
James Lewis.
I get the impression, and this is just from what I've seen, and I'm not creating a monolith. I'm not characterizing all women. It seems like there are a lot of women that are upset about the coverage of the WNBA and the coverage of Caitlin Clark, and I've already gone into that ad nauseum. I've seen commentary basically saying that this is a women's liberation referendum topic, and men should be shutting the bleep up.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
To take that attitude and that stance and push people out that want to support you and basically say, hey, take my money. And you're going to tell me how you're going to tell me you're going to educate me and give me a lecture on how men should view women's sports. Good luck with that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Joining us on the Lance J Radio Network tonight, the one and only Pete Rock, the Chocolate Boy Wonder.
My favorite Pete Rock remix is the Jump Around remix. Jump Around. And the Public Enemy, I Shut Them Down.
Who do you rock with that some of the young bulls that's out in the industry today?
Well, I definitely say the Hope is Out the click, and then I'll say the PDE click, and, J. Cole.
I love you to death, Pete Rock. I love you to death, Pete Rock. And me and Pete Rock supposed to do something as well.
Dope. No doubt, bro. Dope. Let's get it popped.
He's a sweet soul, brother.
At the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, we give you a network that includes 95% of doctors in the U.S. Referral-free access to specialists, even gym discounts and incentives. All so we can help you get back to feeling your best. See what we can do for you